This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Now it's just little old me. Welcome, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, we are broadcasting live on this Friday morning. It's a beautiful Friday morning all across the AM in America. And you can head over to my website as well, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message as well. You can also check out links to social media if you want to follow me on Facebook or X, if you so desire. And, of course, we're broadcasting to our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. And good morning to everybody at GCN, of course, who distributes the program out to our great AM and FM affiliates for the program as well. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, Friday morning is here, and we have an awful lot to tell you about and to talk about, and we're glad that you're there. Somebody else that we're glad is there this morning, of course, is our good friend Frank Salvato. He's from undergroundusa.com and also author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, here we are. It's finally Friday. We also understand, of course, that there's the latest developments in Israel. We understand that the IDF has surrounded Gaza City. But at the same time, we've got a UN official who's resigning in protest because he says Israel is a textbook case of genocide.
Well, the UN is a textbook case of pro-Palestinian.
Well said. Yeah.
Every one of their votes. Yes, we're on board with the ceasefire. Yeah, we are. But hey, we have to make sure that we fall down on the side of the Palestinians. When's the last time they actually fell to the side of the Israelis when the Palestinians have attacked them? Never.
Zero.
Yeah, and when you've got China and Iran holding positions on the Security Council and the Human Rights Council, you have to laugh at this organization. They haven't done what their mission statement was chartered out to be. They were supposed to be a body for dialogue to prevent war and prevent genocide, and they failed time after time after time. So, guy wants to resign because he's hyper pro-Palestinian? Be my guest. Well, we should be pulling back from there because they never fall to the side of peace.
No, I think you're right, and certainly, of course, the United Nations created Israel essentially back in 1948. I'm curious, how long is it going to be before all that is declared racist and retroactively bad, and somehow the United Nations will then really start to try to hone in on destroying the state of Israel, at least politically, and saying it needs to be disbanded. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised by anything at this point.
No, and they will do it incrementally, little by little by little by little, until they actually have canceled Israel. You know, they're not going to say we're taking your country away, but they're going to have no teeth in that body. But that's how useless the body is. I mean, think about it. How many times have they stood on the sidelines wringing their hands when genocide was occurring as the people in the countries that were being affected by the genocide screamed for help?
Right.
Sierra Leone, Uganda, you know, Rwanda, just go right down the line. They've done nothing but talk, talk, talk. And it hasn't avoided any violence. It hasn't avoided any loss of life. But yet, all the countries keep pouring money into that organization, especially the United States, and nothing ever happened.
Well, no, you're right.
Food aid, and this is something people don't understand. This is something people don't understand. They deliver food aid to the docks at these third world countries, and the warlords immediately confiscate the food to force people to do what they want to do.
Indeed, indeed.
You know, so what is it accomplishing?
Well, I think you're right, and you know, I think we're going to see a lot more scrutiny, but at the same time, we may see calls for UN peacekeepers. There was actually an article, I think, in Reuters here a couple of days ago talking about the U.S. may consider something like that because they're trying to figure out what to do in a post-war Gaza. But peacekeepers from the UN may just be a worse disaster.
Well, in just about every place they've gone, there have been charges against the Blue Helmets that said they were not acting appropriately. And in some cases, in African countries, they've turned out to be worse than the thugs that were in control.
Right.
So, why are we allowing any of this? Why are we involved in any of this? Let's see what's left of Gaza when the Israelis are done. And then we can go from there. But a corrupt organization that grifts off other nations, soaking them for money every single year, occupying prime land in Manhattan, by the way. Does Mayor Adams want to have space for the people who are coming over the border and getting shipped to New York? Kick the United Nations out and give everybody luxury apartments.
They have a nice building already built that could do that. A nice high rise, you're right. It would look really nice right there on the river and everything.
Yeah, and you know, when you start to get into the immunity that these quote-unquote diplomats and their staffs have in the United Nations,
oh,
the
yeah.
city of New York, and anywhere around the United States, it's ridiculous.
Well, indeed. And to host it right now, of course, obviously, if it was a different kind of body, if it had a whole different sort of thrust, you know, maybe it might be a different story. But it's definitely, and if you're regional conflict and things like that, it can maybe be helpful. But at this high level with the players involved, very difficult. Frank, hold on there for a moment. We're going to head out to the first break here of the hour. And callers, you hold on as well. We'll bring you on here as we get to the other side of this break. We're going to pay a couple of bills and be right back with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Stay right there.
My dad served in Vietnam, the 82nd Airborne Division. He never talked about it, and my mom knew not to ask.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So we're waiting for the October jobs report to come out later today on Friday. And so we don't know yet what it's going to say, but it might show that there could have been perhaps a slowdown in hiring going on. And, you know, I don't know, folks, especially as we head into the holiday season, does that sound good? Does that sound like Bidenomics is just wonderful and it's working out for everybody? I don't think so. All right, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, folks. Thank you for listening this morning. Here we're live on this Friday morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in. And, of course, we've got our good friend, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and, of course, author of the book, Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, tell you what, why don't we head on over to the telephone line here real quick. We have callers who are patiently hanging on. We've got Mary in St. Pete, I believe. Is that you, Mary?
It is. Good morning.
Good morning.
The caller who called in about Dearborn, Michigan, I think what he's talking about is that the big mosque there, the Imad, is calling for, I think the study of the religion helps a little bit, waiting for the 12th Imad to appear. And before that happens, it seems like there have to be flashes in the sky and the earth has to be washed with blood. It might be what he's talking about in that he's getting a little bit violent up there in Dearborn, Michigan. But the reason I was calling is that, of course, I'm reading alternative news, so to speak, from the computer, and I have not heard a word about bankruptcies from big companies like Evergrande. Rite Aid is filing for bankruptcy, and Johnson & Johnson, and maybe CVS, but I don't hear anything about that in any other news but the things that I'm reading, and I wanted to ask about that just to kind of check my own resources and see if Frank would have heard about that or read about that.
Okay.
That's
good question.
What I wanted to ask.
Good question. Thank you, Mary. Mary in St. Pete, everybody. What do you think, Frank?
Well, and to the first point, she's talking about the Mahdi. And then those are, they call them the 12ers over in Ahmadinejad was a 12er over in Iran when he was around as president over there. And, yeah, it's, they're waiting for the boy to come from the well. And there has to be a great bloodletting before that can happen. It's almost like sacrifice, if you look at it. It's very, very weird. As far as the bankruptcies are concerned, I've heard a lot of people are restructuring. They're not going out of business. But this is a result of what bad policy that the feds have had and bad stewardship at the corporate level. You don't spend beyond your means. You reinvest capital, and you watch the trends that are happening not only in the stock market, but where the Fed is going to go. You know, we talk about this a lot, you and I, Kyle, when we talk about the Federal Reserve. They're not a government agency. They're a cabal of the biggest bankers from around the world. We just have the 12 chairs here in the United States. And they manipulate the worth of money. Right. It's not connected to anything tangible. We're not on the gold standard. They set rates, artificial rates, to manipulate money. And when they need to print more, they do. And when they need to shut that machine down, they do that too. So you've got morons like Janet Yellen. And, you know, people think that's a little rude, but it's not. Look at her policies. They're horrific. They have no fiscal discipline at all. And she comes out and says, yeah, we can afford a two-theater war.
Which is not right at all. That's not true.
No, yeah. Absolutely not. We can't afford any war because we're, I think, $33 trillion in debt now. And then they just keep printing money. Congress keeps spending money. Biden keeps spending money, giving money away to anybody who asks for it, except for the taxpayers.
Right. Well, exactly right. Tell you what, let's take another telephone call. Bob and Banning, is that you? Is that Bob and Banning on line one?
For 60 years, we've been under the tax and spend Democrats. President Kennedy's policy of cutting taxes, cutting spending. They didn't like him, the socialist Democrats. And they got him out of the way, and we've had 60 years of tax and spend, and these people, I went to the Wharton School, they'd flunk out, you know, Janet Yellen would flunk out of the Wharton School, she'd be flipping burgers at Burger King. And what we've got to do, the country's being destroyed by the runaway invasion of the country, which is depressing wages, and we have a squeeze on profits because of wages being raised too high. And we don't have an equitable foreign policy. An equitable foreign policy treats all nations the same. We don't favor Israel because of emotionalism. And anti-Semitism is bad, but anti-Muslim is bad. And the UN, whether we like it or not, represents world public opinion. And world public opinion is saying that Israel's using excessive force and technically engaging in a genocide.
Okay.
Over there.
Okay. So that's your comment about the UN or about American foreign policy. So let's give Frank a chance to respond.
Well, the foreign policy and domestic policy are tied together.
Okay. So let's give Frank a chance to respond. I appreciate it, Bob. Hold on. Frank, what do you think about what Bob and Banning is saying?
Well, he's right about the two economies being intermingled because we have a globalist world. If we were being constitutional about things, we would be making sure the economy here in the United States is executed properly first, and then our benevolence would go overseas. But we don't do that anymore. We're throwing money we don't have overseas constantly to see no results. As to his idea that Israel is using excessive force, I couldn't disagree more. I couldn't disagree more. You don't lob 5,000 rockets into civilian areas and say that doesn't call for a response. It absolutely calls for a response, and especially ever since the beginning of the country of Israel, which the United, like you said before, the United Nations, this chartered Israel.
Right.
This is it. after World War II, this is your homeland, because Hitler extinguished 6 million Jews, among millions of others, I might add. But ever since their creation, the Arab world has sought to push them into the sea.
That's right.
You look at the attacks that the Arab world has executed against Israel, and you're trying to tell me that they should just take 5,000 rockets and go to the ceasefire? There's something in the Islamic culture called a hudna, and the Islamic culture has executed it dozens of times with Israel. And what a hudna is the appearance of a ceasefire to regroup, rearm, and re-strategize. That's what the Arab world, especially Hamas, Hezbollah, Palestinian Islamic Brigade, all of these terror groups that occupy that are in the West Bank and Gaza and on the outskirts, they execute this all the time. So mm-hmm. to say that we should look at these two sides equally, that's ridiculous.
Well, and nobody called for Hamas to suddenly ceasefire the rockets while the whole thing was going on. Nobody said hardly a word about the actual massacre, and then you have the Hamas deputy foreign minister, that's a joke, come on and say, well, we didn't expect to kill anybody like that. We were just going after military people, and I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's absurd.
Absolutely, and in the Islamic culture, and this is written and alluded to in the Quran and the Hadith, the Islamic world has an obligation to Muslims throughout the world to give them aid. So there's no reason the Palestinians shouldn't be absorbed into the Islamic world. They have an obligation to do this. But no, they want Israel's land.
Indeed.
They want Israel's land, and they're willing to launch 5,000 rockets into an urban area and all across the country of Israel because they want their land. This is a blatant violation of what the Islamic faith says. Muslims around the world are supposed to reach out and take care, and this is a direct edict from Muhammad to take care of their fellow Muslims. How many refugees are being absorbed into the Arab world?
Yeah, zero. I'm pretty sure.
Zero.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Egypt and Jordan forbade it.
Well, that's right. Well, they want people concentrated there so they have this problem that keeps getting exacerbated because the goal is to destroy Israel.
No, and therein lies my problem with Bob's statement.
No kidding. Folks, stay right there. And Frank, can you stay around for another segment? Sounds good. Frank Silvato's going to stick around, everybody. Caller, you hang on the line as well, and we'll be...
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A $14 billion Israeli aid package pushed by Republicans has been given the green light by the House of Representatives. The bill will now head to the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer has already dismissed the bill, saying the Senate will not vote on it. Democrats do not like the fact that the bill does not provide aid for Ukraine, and Republicans' option to cut money earmarked for the IRS to help pay for the bill. House lawmakers may soon drop the hammer on impeaching President Biden. House investigators allege President Biden illegally benefited from his family's foreign business dealings in a pay-for-play scheme adding up to tens of millions of dollars directed to offshore accounts. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Very soon we are coming to a point of decision on it. So we're going to follow the evidence where it leads and we'll see.
Daylight savings time ends early Sunday morning. Clocks go back 1 hour if your state plays the policy. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, again with the chocolate chip ice cream, folks. Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, and of course, the telephone line, if you'd like to call in this morning, if you have a question for our guest, Frank Salvato of UndergroundUSA.com, and the author of the book, Nullification, the telephone line, of course, 949-822-7959, the number again, 949-822-7959, and right back here with us is Frank Salvato. Good morning, Frank, again.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, we've got another caller who's been patiently waiting on the line. I think this might be Backgammon Bob. Is this Backgammon Bob? Good morning.
Yes, it is.
All right.
I wanted to say a couple things to Kyle.
Sure.
Number one, on the UN, we need to get them out of this country. They're nothing but a place for spies to come into this country. They're an expense. And like you mentioned, they have this immunity, which they can do anything, double park, anything. We just need to get them out of this country. Probably Europe, but maybe even Beijing, for all I care. The second thing is we need to bring a lot of our things back to this country. We don't need to be in these foreign entanglements. Like you said, we have to take care of this country first. We need to get our border secure. Need to get our economy secure. On Israel, Israel is like, I draw it analogous to a house in which you've got a back bedroom in which there are a bunch of criminals in which are ready to take over your house or trying to. You've got to take that and just wall them off, and that's what they need to do. To Gaza, and they've started to do that because Netanyahu is expelling all the Palestinians out of Israel and suspending all aid. They just need to totally shut that place off. And that.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I wanted to mention is this is essentially a religious war because the Muslims thing is to basically first they want to get rid of the Jews, and after that. They want to get rid of the Christians, too, down at the core of their religion. You can see that. What do you think, Frank?
Well, it's absolutely spot on. This is, if you've read the Quran and the Hadith, and you have to read them together in order for it to make perfect sense. But according to their religious scriptures, it is a dogma that is supposed to rule the world, with everybody else, every other ideology, being subservient to Islam. It says that they are supposed to smite the Jew that hides behind the rock. Those are the words in the text. And as far as it being a holy war, it's always been a holy war for the Islamists and the Islamo-fascists. When we talk about, you know, after 9/11, we kept saying radical Islam is insane. Radical Islam has to be combated. It's not radical. If you're a devout Muslim and you follow the word of Muhammad to the T, this is what they're supposed to be doing. Yeah, well, this is what a devout Muslim who follows the Quran and the Hadith to the letter. This is what's expected of them. So for us to be shocked at this is ridiculous. If you look at the acts of aggression throughout the history of Islam, which has not been around since forever, it began 600 in the seventh century. You know, it's not like Christianity. It's not like Judaism. It's relatively, as far as religions are concerned, it's relatively new. It's the new kid on the block. So for them to be claiming holy places that Jews have been in for 3,000 years, that's just ridiculous.
But it is. You know who Muhammad was, don't you?
What was that, right? Back in the Bob?
I said, you know who Muhammad was? Muhammad was nothing more than a warlord who went into a cave and came back and said he saw a bunch of revelations and stuff. He was nothing more than a conquering warlord.
Yeah, he went out into the desert and said that Allah had talked to him directly, and then started, because he was illiterate, and I know that's going to garner me another fatwa. I've already got one on my head from the cleric over in Saudi Arabia. But he was illiterate, and his Jewish wife helped him initially start to write the Quran.
Well, and of course, but what we're seeing today, though, of course, as you mentioned, you know, this is, you know, historically, you know, you go back to Jerusalem, the original inhabitants there were Jebusites, if I recall correctly. But a lot of this, the land of Israel was originally the land of Canaan, which the children of Israel came in and subdued, starting with Jericho, basically. So there's a historic footprint there, even though you might see the word Palestine used in conjunction with, say, the Roman times back then, as far as I can recall. There isn't a Palestinian homeland in that area other than to say maybe Jordan, for example.
Now, people who were back in the days of the Roman Empire, they called them Philistines, and they were people who were expelled from the Roman Empire proper to wander, to have no land. They were nomads. So this idea that they've got historical roots in Israel and especially in Jerusalem, it's a false narrative.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, Frank, but even so. You know, there seems to be, you know, a notion these days that you don't commit genocide on other people, that you don't try to, eliminate them from the face of the earth. I mean, if this was anything other than the Palestinians, quote unquote, going against the Israelis, if this was happening in another land, in another country, two different peoples, there would be a huge outcry. But this seems to be like, well, no, it's really okay because, you know, the Palestinians have a point here, that this is what we're hearing.
Well, this is another example of an ideology taking hold and the manipulation of truth to the masses. We, you know, some people who are brave enough to say it talk about what Mao did, talk about what Stalin did. There's nothing non-genocidal about their takeovers of the countries that they were running, you know, tens of millions of people.
Right.
You know, so you've got an ideology like Islam that pretty much mirrors a Marxist ideology as well when it comes to conquest.
Right.
And nobody wants to put two and two together.
So, Bob, Backgammon Bob, you had something else you wanted to say?
Yes, I just wanted to say one thing. Genocide is against a race. The Jews are a religion. They are not a race, right?
No, I believe it's a dual. It's a dual thing. There, it is a religious state, but that state is based on the Jewish dogma. So you know,
In other words, what I'm saying is, if a Westerner converts to Judaism, they're considered a Jew, aren't they?
Right, but they also get a homeland. They could be repatriated with Israel as a citizen.
That's what I'm saying. So in essence, they can't commit genocide against the Jews because they are not a race; they are a religion.
Well, anyway, I believe the definition of genocide has kind of morphed over the years.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway. All right, thanks a lot, Kyle. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Backgammon Bob. Call anytime, and always great to hear from you. And Frank, it just seems like the world has just sort of gone crazy. That's the technical 50-cent political science term, I think, that we're supposed to use for it. Pardon me, but it does. When you have people who are walking out, they actually walked out of a Hillary Clinton lecture at Columbia, yeah. I think. Because they're saying that Israel is responsible for the October 7th attack.
You know, I'm gonna say this again and again, and it's a truth that needs to be repeated, and we need to start saying it louder. College students are supposed to be going to these institutions to learn. They're not supposed to be declaring truth. They're
right.
they're just 1 year out of high school, and you're trying to tell me that they know about. They know intimately about world policy and world events. They don't know jack. They don't know jack. And when they get out of college, you know, if you want to put it in a context of a corporation, they don't go straight up to executive vice president. They got to work their way up there because they need to learn. So just because you've got countries like Qatar, or as MSNBC has to say, Qatar, you know, just because you have countries like that throughout the Middle East who are dumping money, and this includes China, by the way,
yeah.
Dumping money into the university systems to propagandize kids who don't know anything yet, to manipulate them into thinking that they do know about world events without even bothering to go to class to study it. We've got to take another look at our university system because the administrators have completely failed in their obligation to install critical thinking into college students.
Indeed.
Right now, they throw on the scarf, march through the street, say they know everything.
And they got a slogan. But, yeah, Frank Silvato, thanks very much. We're going to talk to you on Monday, sir.
Stay long.
You too.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, get your motor running. Head out on the highway if you have not already done so. Pick up your phone and dial 949-822-7959 if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, or if you might have a question for our upcoming guest here, Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback, but also host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station, of course. And we're going to be talking some sports here with Patrick Hyland this morning. And good morning, Patrick. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you for asking. I hope everybody in the U.S. of A. is doing great also. I'm going to make it a great weekend and a safe weekend and prosperous and fun and everything, Cal. That's what life's all about in this great country of ours.
You got it.
Always a pleasure to be with you on Friday mornings. And absolutely, this Sunday from 11 to 12, we're going to have a great show talking about the college games and the NFL games that will be played out the day. So there was an NFL game last night.
There was. That's right. And I might add, too, that if folks want to listen to your show, the Sports Zone, and they're not in the Tampa area, you can always go to theanswertampa.com and pick it up that way, too.
Yeah, thank you for that, Cal. I appreciate it. And we're talking about the Steelers. 20-16 tonight came through. They scored a late touchdown to win the game. They're losing 16-13, and they pulled it out. So give the Steelers credit. They came through. They're 5-3 now. You know, in the AFC, Kyle, the standings are really tight. You have the Dolphins at 6-2 leading that division. The Chiefs at 6-2 leading their division. The Ravens 6-2. Steelers right. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
6-2. So it's pretty parity in the AFC. In the NFC, not quite as much. Got a couple teams that just really, you know, are having good years. The Giants, the Cardinals, the Bears, the Panthers. Just not too good football from those organizations. Probably that'll change in the second half to make it more competitive. But the Eagles are 7-1. The Seahawks are 5-2 now. Everybody thought the 49ers were going to run away with that division, but that's not the case. And it's injuries, Kyle. You know, that can always make a big difference in sports.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, of course, yeah, that's right. Key players or anything of that nature. And of course, one of the things I was just really looking forward to getting your take on, of course, again, was the World Series, the Texas Rangers winning in 5. You know, everybody always thinks, well, it's going to go 7. It's going to go 7. We actually had some friends of ours that said, well, you know, we're not going to plan to go do something a couple of nights from now because we want to stay home and watch the game. We're like, well, what if it doesn't go that far? Oh, it will.
You never know in sports how that can happen. You know, the great thing about the Texas Rangers, you know, Bruce Bochy, they get the guy out of retirement to manage the club, and he takes him to the World Series. How cool is that? What a nice story, nice man. He won 3 with the San Francisco Giants, and then they coax him out of retirement, and he gets the Rangers to win their first one. And their payroll wasn't that high, Kyle.
Really?
You know, all the payroll teams, the Padres, the Yankees, the Braves, well, guess what? They paid the most, but they didn't get to the final game of the World Series and win it all. So it's, back in the day, I think you could buy a championship. In today's game, it's not as easy. You better spend your money wisely and properly and find 24 guys to work together for the whole year to bring you a championship. So I think that's pretty cool. But congratulations to the Texas Rangers. And, you know, it's nice to see another team win their first World Series. I always like, you know, every team to have at least one.
Oh, sure.
As well.
Yeah, I mean, it was an historic event for them. There was also a pitcher on the D-backs team, on the Arizona Diamondbacks. His name is escaping me right now, but his backstory was that he didn't get into a D1 school. They really wouldn't look at him or touch him, but yet he was able to, he kind of went to the school that he could get in, and he winds up pitching in the World Series. And I thought that that was just a great, you know, kind of American story of success. You know, it just depends on how hard you really want it, how hard you really work at it. And it was just a pleasure to watch him pitch.
No question. The guy did a wonderful job getting to the place with the team in the World Series. You can work your way up through the minor leagues with baseball if you want to put in the hard work. So many stories of guys who, you know, took them 5 years, you know, in the minor leagues to get there, and they had very reputable careers and got to do their dream. And that's what life's all about, like you said, the American dream, which is really cool. So,
mm-hmm.
No, it's a great story there too, Kyle. Yeah, it's a shame that the Diamondbacks, you know, their fan base didn't get one. They won back in the early 2000s, so they have theirs, and now Texas has theirs, and hopefully your California Angels here one of these days, Anaheim Angels, whatever.
And we need divine intervention for the Angels, I think.
Yeah, man. They'll get there one of these years. They have some great teams. I can't wait for tomorrow, Cal. College football, man, it's going to be exciting. Kicking it off, Ohio State will take on Rutgers. Notre Dame will take on Clemson. Kansas State will take on Texas. That's your 12 o'clock big matchups. And then we got some 3:30 games that I think are going to be very interesting to take a look at. And that's going to be, you know, Florida State up in Pittsburgh, number 4 ranked. Okay, Penn State at Maryland. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. You know, Oklahoma lost last week. Are they going to rebound?
Mm-hmm.
And then Missouri's going to Georgia. You know, when you're number one ranked like Georgia is, you have that bullseye on your back. Anything can happen. We've seen it so many times, Kyle, where the number one team gets knocked off. So we'll see. It's going to be tough, though. Georgia's just playing great this year. And out west, it's 5:30 Eastern time, 2:30 out your time, California. The Bears will take on Oregon. That's the one-loss Oregon team. We have five undefeated teams left, and that'll be four no matter what in about a month when Michigan and Ohio State play. So that's going to be fun. And then Washington Huskies take on USC tomorrow night, number fifth ranked. It's been going back and forth between Florida State and Washington, who's four, who's five. And after the Michigan-Ohio State game, how close that game is. Do one of those teams move to four, or do they move to, you know, five or six, depending on what happens?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the exciting part of college football. One game can really determine your whole season, which makes it exciting. A lot of one-loss teams this year, they're still vying for that Final Four spot. And if you come down to the playoff games in for the conferences to see if you win your conference, I always call that the first playoff games, then you get into the Final Four. Next year will be 12, Kyle. I'm looking forward to that when they really expand the system. Mm-hmm. I think it's good. Do you like that they're doing that, Kyle?
Well, I would believe so. I think what you're talking about sounds like it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I think it'll be the best for everybody. You're still going to have people say, well, I should have been 12, you were 13. Well, that's tough to, you know, really make an argument. Now, hey, you want to say I was the fifth team? I feel I was the fourth team, and you're not letting me play for it. That's a little bit more of a legitimate argument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and speaking about, you know, just things being legitimate, Kyle, I try to help out all my clients and do the right thing for the right reasons for them. And, you know, it's Medicare season right now. Anybody have any questions when it comes to Medicare, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Very important. This is the time of year when new plans are out. You can see what you get for next year. You want to get the biggest bang for your buck. You get the most coverage you can, the least exposure out there. It's a maze, Kyle, and it can be very confusing and frustrating. But if you get with a good professional, and I've been doing it for 30 years, I can help you get through it and make it less painful. And, well, have fun talking sports and going over your insurance needs and Medicare department and your financial needs, too.
Very cool.
God bless you, Cal. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday, sir.
Sounds good, Patrick. Take care. We will talk to you on Monday. All right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
All right. Take care. Patrick Hyland, everybody, host of the Sports Zone on AM860 The Answer, the insurance quarterback as well. Folks, we're getting to the end of the program. Can't believe it. It's flown by. Thank you for being there. Thank you for listening. Thanks to everybody at AM860 and GCN. Folks, go out.
News, insight, passion. AM930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM930, The Answer.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.